Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Emily Schwing.
Sometimes discoveries seem so simple.
You know, basically, we've found a bunch of holes in the ground.
That's Edward Reinhardt. He's an archaeologist and geologist at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada.
But, you know, ultimately very important holes in the ground.
Reinhardt and colleagues believe they've found some of the first clear evidence of mining activity in a system of caves in Quintana Roo on the Yucatan Peninsula. The find dates back to between 10 and 12,000 years ago.
So these are some of the very early people that have come and migrated to the Americas via the Bering Strait.
But getting to what remains of these miners and the tools they left is a challenge.
And like as cave divers, I mean, you got to be so careful you don't get lost.
These cave systems in Mexico, which were once dry, are now completely filled with water, thanks to a warming climate and sea levels that rose over time. Winding passageways are narrow and dark, and the walls are made of unforgiving limestone, porous and with sharp edges. Reinhardt says the water that filled the caves has preserved everything.
It's basically almost like, you know, somebody working at a factory. They turned the lights off and they went away and nobody ever came back.
When divers started telling Reinhardt about what they were seeing inside the cave, he decided to go for a dive himself. He found concentrations of charcoal, meaning that the people who walked here thousands of years ago probably used fire to light their way. And there are stone cairns, which Reinhardt believes the people built as navigation markers. Reinhardt also says lots of tools remain. And they were made from the stalagmites that hung from the cave ceiling.
They were breaking off and then using as hammers. So you can see the percussion marks where they were banging up the, you know, breaking up the stone on the bottom.
The discovery is in the journal Science Advances. So what were these ancient people mining and prospecting for?
There was a little bit of sediment still on the wall of the pit. So I grabbed a vial, and my sample vial, and grabbed some of the sediment. And underwater, you know, the red light gets attenuated. So it looked kind of brown. I was thinking, well, maybe it's ochre. You know, I was thinking about that, but it's like, well, it looks kind of cruddy. I don't think that's what it is. But then I got out, you know, got out of the cave and into the sunlight, and it was just like this spectacular bright, bright red. So then I knew that that's what they were after.
Ochre. It's among the earliest known pigments employed by humans. And it's got many uses, for sunscreen, to preserve animal skins, in burials and ceremonies. And people still use it even today in artwork.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it's a prominent and used geomaterial, if you will, throughout time period and dates to usage for thousands of years prior to Paleo-Indians around the world.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Emily Schwing.